somewhere around 2005, the federal government adopted rules that said that everyone had to submit claims electronically, otherwise they were not going to get paid. We followed suit in New Jersey, and we never had any failure of claims to be submitted electronically because we took great efforts to work with the providers to show them how to submit HIPAA-compliant claims. That was a real pivotal moment in healthcare delivery, because it now, instead of paying $15, $18, $20 to process and pay a claim, the charges went down to 50, 60 cents. By the time a claim was sent and received and paid, the overall cost to the system was just cut to microscopic levels compared to where it was. What was also good was, at that point, people started to realize that there was also an opportunity to start developing electronic health records. The first was to deal with electronic medical records, which was just one incident of healthcare delivery, such as a blood test or a tetanus shot or some procedure that might have been done would create an electronic medical record. And then people started visualizing putting all of those myriad of records, medical records, into a healthcare record, so that now we have EHRs, electronic health record systems, that are combinations and aggregations of myriad of healthcare medical records. And that has been progressing now for the last 11, 12 years,